Well, it is at that time of year. Oz Music Month has kicked off in earnest this weekend with a new campaign urging you to Ozify your streaming algorithms. Whether your music taste is more Amel and the Sniffers. Or perhaps a bit of Brad Cox. Or maybe, Melbourne's Quarter Street is more of your style. All of those have got me moving this morning. Well, we are spoilt for choice with Australian artists, but in the age of algorithms, many musicians are struggling to cut through the noise. Less than 10% of music streamed in Australia comes from local artists. Howard Adams is the chair of the Live Music Business Council of Australia and joins me now. Howard, good morning.
Hi, Sally. Good morning.
So tell me about this Ozify campaign. It's quite an intriguing idea. How does it work?
Well, it's a fantastic idea that's been pushed by Music Australia, and essentially it is a reaction to the fact that the algorithms that are used to select music on streaming services are heavily biased against Australian emerging artists. The reason for that is, of course, that algorithms are notoriously safe. They're first and foremost there to try and keep you listening to the streaming platform. And so what they will do is they'll suggest music that's very similar to the music that you've listened to or music that you've previously liked, and maybe they'll suggest something new, but if you don't immediately engage with it, they won't do that again. So what this campaign seeks to do is to disrupt the algorithm. And if you go to the ozify.com website, you'll find a newly curated playlist each day, which you can download onto your phone, into your Spotify account, and engage with, listen to it, like it, share it, and eventually the algorithm will get the message, if enough of us do this, that that music is trending. And what that does for Aussie artists, it means that, well, A, they get streamed more, so they make a little bit more money, but also it means that they'll end up on playlists and they'll be heard by more and more people.
It's an incredibly simple idea in a very complex environment. What do we know about what happens with these algorithms? If you get something of an economy of scale that you get enough kind of weight there, does it then kind of click artists and their music into wider distribution?
Yeah, essentially that's right. It'll look for songs that people are following, trending, liking, and it will then take a risk that it can suggest those songs to more and more people. And eventually what started off as a game becomes a reality and it snowballs. That's how things go viral, as it were. So what we are doing, what we in the music community are doing, is trying to sort of teach the algorithm that there is a market out there for Australian music. And it can service it, and it can actually benefit Spotify in the end. I mean, if you think about this, if you've got young children, you'll hear the music around the house. A lot of it is American hip-hop music. Mm. Even older people that I speak to are stuck in a vortex because they don't have Triple J anymore to help them find new music. They want new music. They want to go to gigs, but they can't because they don't really know where to start. So if we all make a promise to ourselves that we'll do this during the month of November, Oz Music Month, then I think, you know, it's got a very good chance of working.
What's the broader landscape here at the moment, Howard? Because in some ways it's easier to get onto things like social media. In decades gone by, you either had to get onto broadcast television or not, but there's a lot less live music that's going on, and some festivals have fallen over. So it sounds like there's some steps forward and back. So are there?
Yeah, a little. Look, I'm reluctant to buy into the doom and gloom. There's a lot going on in Australian music at the moment that is really, really positive. For a start, governments are really helping. They're really into it. The Minister for the Arts is doing a pretty good job. Minister Graham in New South Wales is doing an amazing job. If you look at the Insurance Council, they're getting involved. They put out a report a couple of weeks ago seeking to start a debate on tort law reform, so we're going to be able to insure venues at a more realistic cost. There's been tax changes debated in New South Wales. So there is a lot going on under the surface in order to try and preserve what we've got. Because, you know, music is extremely resilient. It has been resilient and it has changed since the 1950s, and it will get through this difficult patch. What we're trying to do is just preserve the infrastructure so that we can provide our artists with a way out into the broader world and the broader market. And that's what they've been doing forever, and that's what we hope they will continue to do.
So, Howard, just before we finish up, just remind me again, how do we get onto Ozify?
Well, if you just go to the ozify.com.au website, search Ozify in your search engine, it'll come up and all the information will be there. There are videos that people can watch on YouTube. So it's made very, very easy. I think the difficulty here will be committing to do it every day. So that's the call to arms. If you care about Australian music, this is Australian Music Month. Just do this every day and it will make a difference and it will make your life more interesting.
It's such a fantastic idea. Howard, good to talk to you, and thanks very much for sharing it.
Thanks very much, Sally.